The Pat Miller Program, from the Windows, Doors, and More studio, helping you get your kitchen and bath project started today on WoWo, 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. Depend on it.
Hey, welcome back. It is the Pat Miller Program here on this Wednesday. Yes or no, Mr. Producer, it's still Wednesday. All right, there we go. You know, sometimes when it's your first week back in the studio and you've been, you know, it's just been me in my home studio, just me and the equipment and BJ the Mighty Wonder Pup, and you do that. And then I have to come back here and I got to deal with John and I got to deal with Brian. I don't have to deal with Brian. I do, though, because I like to help the underprivileged, so I work with Brian. I'm getting the stare of all stares from the newsroom right now. I've talked to you for about the last hour waiting for these folks to come in here. Adma, yeah. Good to have you here.
Nice to see you.
Okay, now see, that's not true. It's nice to be here. It's not nice to see me.
Okay.
Hey, I've seen me, okay? So that's not nice.
Wow.
But you are a freshman at Northside High School.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You are the Legends.
Yeah, okay. Legends.
Just between you and me, I went to Manual High School in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. We're still the Redskins. I just needed to bring that up.
I know, we're not Redskins
okay.
No more.
I've got KK sitting right here. KK, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Now, you go to Carroll High School.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you know my good friend Doug Hassell out there.
Oh, yes. Director Shout out to Doug.
Yeah, he's a terrific guy. He's a great guy. And then DeAndre. Sir, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you go to Cornerstone.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Cornerstone is an independent, but it's kind of like a college prep school, right?
Yes, sir.
You're just off Goshen Road?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Did you hear that? Yes, sir. I need you to stay after the show today and talk to him. So, see, this, yes, sir. That's the way that should be happening. So,
yes,
Cornerstone
sir.
Been a good school for you?
Yes, sir.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, now, a lot of what happened here over the last week, you guys ended up out at Sweetwater Sound because you were selected out of a group of young people that I'm assuming applied to be part of this presentation that you all did, and you were there for Teen Speak, which was held there. What was the process like? How did you apply, DeAndre, to be part of this?
I sent in a video of me rapping.
Okay.
And I wanted to be the intermission rapper, but turns out I ended up speaking, so that was amazing, too.
So you wanted to rap during an intermission.
Yes, sir.
And you ended up being main stage stuff.
Yes, sir.
So now, when this all happened out there, so you guys were on the main stage, right? That's a pretty cool thing, isn't it? Do you know that the only place in America that has better acoustics than that room is Carnegie Hall? Did you know? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
You can actually sing, because we've done it, you can sing a quartet in that room and not even use microphones.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's pretty crazy. So what was your rap about?
My rap was about my pain, my power, and my passion.
Your pain, your power, and your passion. Your pain came from where?
My childhood.
Okay.
You know, just growing up, not really having a lot. But my power came from getting new parents, you know, who love me. Which were also my aunt and my uncle,
oh, cool.
And then my passion, which is music.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, music, whether it's gospel music, and I sit somewhere with the groups that I sing with. We're somewhere between contemporary and, like, Southern gospel quartetist stuff, you know. But I find music really empowering. You know, you do rap. I would do rap, but A, the crowd wouldn't enjoy it, and B, I would probably tie myself in knots and nothing would come out anyway. So, but thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get back to you in a little bit.
Yes,
let me slide over here to Adma, and you go to Northside High School.
I sure do.
Which is great. That's the beautiful school on the river. And so what was your presentation like? What did you do?
I talked about, I wanted to talk about my story initially, but then I wrote it out and I was like, this doesn't really help anybody. I don't see how anybody's going to gain anything from it. And I know that's kind of like bad to say, but I just didn't see it. So I started writing about like more just advice and like what I think life should be about, and that's being yourself. I was not myself for a very long time, and I guess I just wrote about that and how it didn't help me, that kind of thing.
Okay, when you weren't yourself, was it because you felt like you had to perform or be something all these people out here were expecting you to be?
No.
You couldn't really be you?
No, I don't think it's like that. I thought I just wanted to fit in, you know, conform. That's what I wanted. But it just didn't work. It's like a puzzle piece, kind of. Like you're trying to fit it in, but it just doesn't work. That's how I felt. And then 7th grade rolled around and I was like, this sucks, you know? I'm not getting anywhere. I'm just, like, miserable. And then I kind of just stopped thinking about what others were thinking about. I was like, focus on me.
Yeah.
And then I'm so happy now.
And focus on yourself is not an ego thing. Focusing on yourself is the betterment of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting the best you can be out there.
Yeah.
My background is somewhere between his and yours in that I was from a broken home. I had, you know, a single mom. At one point, we were living in a two-bedroom apartment. My mom, my brother, and me, her best friend, and her two sons, and my grandmother, and we were all in this two-bedroom apartment. We didn't have anything, and we didn't really know we didn't have anything because I knew my mom loved me, but that was all that I had. But at school, man, it really started getting really tough. You know, you're not wearing what other people are wearing, and you're not caring what other people are caring. You know, for me, there was no going through the lunch line at high school. For me, my grandmother would sit down, and she would make a tuna salad sandwich, and she would cut it in half. This half went in a bag for today. And then you know how hostess desserts come two in a bag? One's for today, one's for tomorrow. And then she would always, in another little bag, you put like carrots or celery. I'm like, Grandma, you can leave the celery out of there. I don't need any floss right now.
Yeah.
So you take that out of there. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to talk to KK. And she's going to talk to me about what it was like for her to get from Carroll High School to get onto the stage at Sweetwater for this presentation. And there you go, the pride of Penn State High School, Kayla Blakeslee. She's here every morning with you from 5 until 9. And we're going to do some shuffling around here. Dr. Matt Sutter, who is the Allen County Health Commissioner, will be with us right after the 4:30 news. And I want to talk to him about the governor's announcement yesterday regarding COVID and the state of Indiana. But first, I'm going back to this cadre of incredibly attractive, smart, talented, just hate their guts, young people that are here with us. So, sitting with me now, I've got KK from Carroll High School, and you're a junior.
Yes, I am a junior.
Okay, which means they have to put up with you for another year.
Yes, only one more year. They're blessed.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Have you already picked college?
I'm looking at colleges on the East Coast. I'm really interested in New York, so hopefully I'll get to do something there.
Excuse me, I'm going to college on the East Coast. I can't stay here with you hayseeds. No, there's some terrific schools over there. What do you want to study?
Neuroscience and behavior and hopefully philosophy.
Yeah, me too. And I ended up with PE and just... what was the experience like for you? Now, what was your presentation that you did at TeenSpeak?
So I talked about my experiences growing up in predominantly white schools,
Okay. Just
something that you usually hear. But for me, it was more of an introspective moment where I kind of got to look back on my experiences and see how I've grown and just see how much society has changed as a whole, especially with everything going on in the news.
Okay.
You hear about these racist stories and such, but... For me, it was a moment of talking about where racism actually starts. It doesn't just happen and go on the news in one night. It begins in the classroom, I think.
A lot of it does. Well, I'm not getting that. That's way too political.
Right.
Racially, you would define yourself as what?
I'm an Asian American,
okay.
Yes.
So do some of the things that have happened in the last week frighten you, scare you, anger you? I mean, what kind of emotions do you go through because you see that based on the presentation that you did at TeenSpeak?
Definitely, I am nervous for girls who are like me, who are similar to me, because I well know that it could be me.
Yeah.
And so just having that perspective really runs my view on things that have happened even in the past summer. And that's not just about races now. It's about targeting people just based on who they are, the content of their character.
Yeah. Do you ever find, I'm getting really personal here, do you ever find now because of these stories that have happened that even at school or if you're like going into Target or something, you want to be real careful, make sure you're watching the surroundings around you? You're young. Okay, you're all three young.
Yes.
You're all three very attractive.
Yes.
DeAndre, you don't appeal to me at all. But the possibility is there. But now there are some nutcases out there that hear something that's going on, and it might trigger something in them.
Yeah, for me, I definitely talked about living with my two fists up because not even just physically, but emotionally. I think sometimes you get in these situations where it triggers old memories, and no one wants to be reminded of something that wasn't good.
Yeah,
and especially growing up in just a small town. I live in Huntertown right now with my parents. Yes.
Which is a beautiful area.
It is. Yeah. But we were the first Asian family, first people of color kind of.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was kind of hard to adjust to, but something my mom said was, you know, you have darker hair, you have darker features, you have to remember that. And so it's not necessarily anybody's fault. It's just, you know, the integration is a process, and we have to respect that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I have yet to see, and I still, this is crazy, but talking about racism and things like that, my mind goes back to public school 79 in Indianapolis, where I went. I still remember in the sandbox area during our kindergarten, and I remember two of my best friends, one was an Asian boy and the other was a black girl. We didn't realize that we were different.
Right.
You know, I wish we could all get back to the sandbox.
Right.
You know, it's simplified. Get the get these fat old adults out of the way and just give you guys a sandbox. So let me go back to Adma. And Adma, real quick, she's the one who's the freshman at Northside. So now, since you're a freshman, how do you think that what you've learned already getting ready for Teen Speak and what you've learned from being around the people here from Respect Team, how do you think this is going to maybe help you have a better sophomore, junior, and senior year than had you never gone through this process?
Well, Amy's given me a lot of opportunities, and I feel very lucky because the person who got me to know her was my health teacher.
Okay.
And, you know, I've always been told by my mom, always respect people who are older than you and be nice to every single person you meet because you never know what that person can give you. And I feel like that applies a lot right now. And I feel like it just proved to me more, you know, when I'm older and stuff, how to treat people and what I can get if I'm kind and, you know, if I have good relationships with people. Also, Teen Speak taught me so much about public speaking, and I wasn't really nervous in front of people before, but I definitely wasn't confident, and now I feel like I am. Yeah. So I'm very lucky.
How many people were you speaking in front of when you were at Teen Speak? A couple hundred?
No, no way. It's like, about 100.
Okay, well, here's one thing I found out, okay? If I didn't pay attention to the number of people I was speaking to, I was fine. The smaller the group, the harder it is for me.
Definitely.
You know, if there's only 25 people there, they're all looking right at you.
That's right.
And you're like, okay, I can't get it.
Oh, my gosh.
The largest crowd I ever spoke to was 16,000. That's the largest ever. But it's just like speaking to 100. Yeah. It's just 100 a few times over, okay? But the thing is, it has to come from you. One thing that you said was, you know, always be kind to people. You never know what you're going to get from them and all that. It's also realized people are also standing ready to get a whole lot from you guys. Okay, in a very special way. Zig Ziglar said something that I learned back in 1978. He said, I've never met a person who I couldn't do something better than them, and I've never met a person that couldn't do something better than I could. That's that reciprocal. We're all in this thing together with life. These guys are going to hang around. I've got to talk to the... there you go. All right. So Brian does a great job for us, the pride of Northwest Ohio, ladies and gentlemen. So let's get back to it here. The health commissioner has not called in yet, and let me just say, if his office is listening for Dr. Sutter, we're on Eastern Standard Time here in Fort Wayne, so if you want to call. Sometimes when you deal with these large conglomerations, it's hard to keep it all straight. So let me go back and talk to my good friend, DeAndre. First of all, DeAndre, thank you again for coming here and being with us today.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Now, what is it that has helped you, first of all, before we get to your whole experience with here with Respect and all that and with the Teen Speak, being at the school you go to? It's not as large as a lot of other schools. It's much more focused. Mm-hmm. You have fewer teachers and fewer students. How do you think that's helped you?
The school has really just helped me to develop a better character. The fact that we don't have a lot of students means that a lot of the distractions aren't as big.
Right.
Just having the mindset that they teach us that failure is not an option and that we can basically overcome any obstacle that comes our way.
Yeah, see, back when I was your age, if some teacher would have looked at me and just said, well, you know, failure's not an option, I would have just said, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because I can make it an option.
Whoa, skill.
Hi, welcome back. Pat Miller Program, and I've still got these three terrific young people that are still here with me from the Teen Speak that was held by Respect Team, along with the Brandon Foundation, and together out at Sweetwater, they put together a terrific event. 16 students participated from five area counties. Amy, run up to the mic real quick, because I got to ask you a couple real quick, and I got to get back to DeAndre. He's going to kill me. How many schools now are you guys in with respect team?
Yeah, we're in 45 middle schools and high schools across six counties.
That's amazing.
It is.
That really is amazing.
Yeah.
How that thing has grown and mushroomed. And how many people do you have now that help you go
My
out
speakers.
And get presentations?
Yeah, I have 10 speakers
wow.
now.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys will want to take note of this, okay? She's got all these speakers in school. She's never asked me. She's a very smart woman. But I mean, it seems like every time I have you in here and you bring in another raft of young people in here,
yeah.
it seems like they get better and smarter and brighter, and you seem happier and happier.
Aww.
Things are just going really well, right?
We love our students, yeah, and it's so fun to give them these opportunities,
yeah.
of course, too.
Yeah, I don't see you as often as we used to, and we should see you more. Kim and I would like to go to dinner sometime with you and your husband. If he can't make it, that's fine. Just
okay.
you and Kim
you
and
guys,
me.
Yes, we'll just go to
yeah,
dinner.
We'll send him pictures.
Okay,
that's
deal.
What my daughter Shannon does. She'll go out. She'll go someplace and have this like $40 a plate dinner. I get pictures of it. Shannon, just keep the pictures to yourself. Let me talk to DeAndre here real quick. And I appreciate all three of you guys coming in. But DeAndre, in the first segment, I had to kind of. You know, you got to go to the ladies because if you
yes,
know,
sir.
They can be really vile. Let me just say something, and I don't mean this wrong, and I don't want you to think I'm saying anything I'm not saying. It is whether it's somebody of Asian descent or somebody who's African American, to have you guys come in here and sit and know how to act like great young people, to present yourselves, to give and to say yes, sir, and all that, and that's just because you don't know me, okay? If John, my producer, said, sir, yes, sir, lightning would hit the studio, okay? But he knows me. The family that you're with now, okay? Now, where do you live now?
I live in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay.
I didn't know.
And who's in your house with you?
My aunt, my uncle, my brother, and me.
Okay. How did they take it that all this was happening to you? I mean, are they like, okay, we didn't know you had this in you? I mean, was it pretty cool?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was a great experience. They were very proud of me and just happy to see the growth, you know,
yeah.
from the little boy to the young man that I am now, sir.
That is an awesome thing to say. I'm quite proud of you, too.
Thank you.
So school going forward now, when I look at this, and DeAndre, you're a freshman.
Yes, sir.
So you've got three more years at high school. You realize now that you've won recognition and you've been on the Pat Miller program and you're on a 50,000-watt clear voice radio station, you realize you have all the cred now, okay? So when you walk the halls, when somebody comes up and says, hey, you know, you just say, hey, I was on the Pat Miller program. ask Amy, she realizes that means nothing. So what happens to you in the next part of your life? I mean, what does that look like? Is college a reality for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
College is
reality. And the actual study you want to do is what?
Music and business and marketing.
Awesome. You know, we had a young man that was one of yours that was here and went down to IU and ended up at the Kelly School of Business. And if they're not real careful, he's going to win a seat on the Bloomington City Council down there, and he's going to be running Bloomington, Indiana. He sat right where you sat. This has been a good experience for you?
Yes, sir.
Great stuff.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. We need to have him come in and fill in for me someday when I'm gone. I want the President of the United States to say something in his speech and then have DeAndre rap about it. Here's what Joe Biden meant. I'm in so much trouble. Let me talk to Adma real quick. And she's our other freshman. And Adma, we got about a minute and a half left.
Perfect.
So this has been a great experience for you. Anything you would change? I mean, I know your speech came out different than what you thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy that the process caused you to reassess where you were and to redo it?
I wouldn't change anything, I don't think. I like the way it ended up. I feel like everything happens for a reason. And, you know, my life hasn't been super easy or super hard. It just kind of was what it was, and I feel
yeah.
like that's how it is for everyone. And I feel like if you're going through a hard time, eventually it'll get better, or you know, you'll learn from it or something. And I feel like that's what this program was. Even though everything didn't go exactly the way I pictured it, I'm glad it didn't, because
yeah.
it's no fun when things are the way you know you want them to be.
There have been times in my life, and if you're not careful, this will happen, that in my prayer life,
mm-hmm.
I didn't ask God what He wanted for me. I bargained with him and said, God, here's what we need to do. And about a year later, I look back, and if God would have done what I wanted the way I wanted it, it would have been a disaster.
You don't know what you want until you have
it. It would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
First of all, I wouldn't have married the lovely Mrs. Miller. And I'll just tell you right now that without the person of Jesus Christ and Kim Miller in my life, I'm nowhere. So, listen, there are people right now, some of them are just now ending their jail time because they spent $500,000 to pay to get their kids into the right universities for all the wrong reasons. I am thrilled that the three of you are going to go to some great schools. You're going to become great people, and you're doing it the right way. You're doing it based on what's happening inside of you and not because somebody else is paying money or begging somebody to take you. Schools are going to be falling all over themselves to get you guys in there. They really are. And I hope we hear back from you guys again, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Thanks so much to the three of you. We'll see you. All right?
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.